I have had many great adult models in my life, all different shapes, sizes, and varieties. And after 12 years of classroom teaching, I have discovered that being a great adult model is my most important job. So here is what I have learned from the great adult female models in my life. In the 10th grade, I enrolled in earth science. During that year and in that class, I ran over to open the door for my classmates one day. Our teacher, Mrs. Fedler, commented, "Fox, wow, you're fast." I think what she meant to say was, "Fox, you're a lot faster than I thought you'd be." Some 10 years later, I returned to my high school alma mater to student teach. Mrs. Fedler was there, finishing her teaching career. And periodically during that time, we had conversations. Her last advice to me was less complimentary and more cautionary. She said, "Fox, this does not get any easier." She was my teacher. She was my mentor. We were in a school building. But I know she was talking as much about teaching as she was about life. Start the bar high and raise it. Stretch yourself to the limit, so much you can't take it. Whatever you're facing, it's in trouble. Anything you do, it's on the double. Ready, set, on your mark, you've got the keys and you are double parked. Ready yourself for the ultimate spectacle. Strap it on and create your own miracles. Be the best human you ever knew. A story all can aspire to. Go beyond the beyond. So that was it. Mrs. Fedler was talking about drive or motivation. As a kid growing up with CP, like many, I have had many surgeries to correct my crooked walk. And the surgery only gets you halfway to the finish line. The other half requires you to learn how to walk again. This can be painful, confusing, frustrating, and downright fulfilling in the end. The question then becomes, from whom did I learn the drive that it takes to get there? Well, during a recent conversation I had with my brother Nick, I was explaining to him that in spite of all of the qualities our parents possess, I have acquired none of their skills. He stopped me in mid-conversation and said, "Fox, you acquired their drive. Our mother, our father, our parents have dedicated their lives to making sure that we are okay, and that's amazing. They give it their all, and they do it to no end. They get up the next day, and they do it again. They tell themselves before they get started, there is no reason to do this half-hearted. Their words, their deeds, their actions, their own. Their body and their mind, their home. Their effort manifests itself in a soaking lather. In the end, it's their integrity that matters. Because they sweat, they don't get tired." I have had many bumps and bruises in my life. And it seems the minute I forget about them, I find myself in an airport, at a security checkpoint, and I'm questioned by a security guard, "Sir, do you have any artificial hips or knees?" A fair question. I don't, but what I do have are scars. And each one reminds me of the people that have kept me on my feet all of these years. My parents, my siblings, my friends, my teachers, my coaches, my mentors, my therapists, and Karen Tanner. It's funny, years ago, the advice she gave was not even intended for me. As she told a fellow friend, "John, if you want to regain your old form, you have to push yourself to the point of tears in therapy every single day of your life." I have never forgotten her words. I never will. Every day, minute, second, passing hour, you're going at it all right, giving your all, morning, evening, and night. Through sweat, pain, torture, and agony, you bring the heat on the road to who you want to be. Every set on high alert, never bored, your next set, that's your reward. Because the new you, you want to meet. And so from head to feet, you just keep bringing the heat. Forget yourself. No one will ever forget you. I don't know where or when I first heard this, but where and when I did, I know I immediately thought of my mother. I have never met anyone as compassionate and selfless as she is. You name it, she can fix it. You name it, I can break it. She's the handiest person I know. I thank God she is my mother. She proved that selflessness is the most attractive of all human qualities, and compassion is what gives life its greatest significance. Thank you, Mom. At home, us four, and at work, many more. You and your nonstop motor, I appreciate you more now as I get older. Thank you to all my physical therapists. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Mrs. Shumbler. You maybe realize that my hands were the things that were going to keep me on my feet all of these years. My success is your success. So thank you. Thank you, Dr. Parmalee. One of the last classes I had to take to get my graduate degree was an educational law class taught by Dr. Janet Parmalee. She was kind and compassionate toward her students, and the class was very interesting and exciting, especially considering it was one of the last I had to take before acquiring my graduate degree. But again, it's Dr. Parmalee's words that have stuck with me all these years. We're talking about the passing of time, specifically 4 years. And as she said, when you're 26, 4 years seems like a long time. But pretty much after that, it seems like an eye blink in time. Again, thank you, Dr. Parmalee. As you rise, you unwrap another chance, a time again to adapt and advance. The sun rises and you are prepared. You can right your wrongs and right the unfair. You open the window, you look above and below. A voice in your head says, less show and more go. But the trees, the grass, and the light are anything but lame, so you play the waiting game. But as you stand out this window and look out here alone, realize this, whichever way you look, it will soon close. Thank you, Aunt P. My Aunt P has had to endure more family heartbreak than most. She lost her husband, her son, one of her daughters. Again, how is she mended? Well, she's just flat out tough. What I write, I find true, but hard to believe. Often we are prone to judge simply by what we see. But looking closer with true eye exertion, I find the tougher the challenge, the more special the person. Many throw punches, but who are the ones when 1,000 times they get hit? And after that last blow, they fall right on their back. So they look up, they get up, and they get back on track. Knockdowns, they have them in trillions, but they are married to a trait called resilience. They know as life comes and passes, they take great satisfaction out of rising from the ashes. What I write, I find true, but hard to believe. Often we are prone to judge simply by what we see. But looking closer, with true eye exertion, I find the tougher the challenge, the more special the person. Again, how is she mended? Well, she skied well into her 70s. She goes bowling with high school friends. And she plays golf. And she's never lost touch with her lighter side. Dear Aunt P, tell me again, you lit off Chinese lanterns, not once, not twice, but three? Don't tell me one hit the power lines. Don't tell me you have way bigger balls than mine. Don't tell me one fell in the seat of an officer. Don't tell me you went to court and looked right at your daughter. Dear Aunt P, there's only one way to get this all solved. Nah, it's no use, you'll just do it again. But next time, don't get me involved. Dear Mrs. Brockett. Mrs. Brockett was my 7th grade history teacher. She wore thick glasses, stood always very tall and straight, and was very much into and a woman of integrity. She was well known for this around the school. Ironically, it was me that walked out of her class to use the boys' room, instead using that time to go into a friend's locker and steal $7 just so I could eat lunch out of the school cafeteria. I might not have understood and known what integrity was back then, but you can be sure that Mrs. Brockett's impact has had an impact on me for years. It's 6:30 in the a.m., and the snooze has become my friend. Soon I see myself in the mirror. He looks back at me and says, "Have you done all you can do, and are you ready for what is to come? Are you thankful for all you have been given, as would say decent son? Do you realize the responsibility that comes with the pleasure of success? You must be a man of integrity to always be at your best. And no matter there are no cameras, and that you are alone under this roof, you can hide sometimes from the outside world, but I always see the truth." My cousin Terry was a great communicator, and she used humor brilliantly, many times as a weapon, and she was flat out tough. When she was tested to become a lifeguard, she had to swim through 55 degree water. Her dad, Jim, my uncle, a tough man himself, turned to his daughter and said, "Hey, are you sure you want to do this?" She said nothing. She simply became the first female lifeguard in Manasquan, New Jersey history. She was at her best when conditions were the worst. About her it, she had no doubt. Back when I was student teaching, a colleague of mine named Jen saw a video of me pitching while I was in high school, and she suggested that I bring that attitude into the classroom as a teacher. The bottom line was, when you put a baseball in my hand, I believed I could get anybody out. And I mean anybody. That might seem absurd, but that's the way I thought. That's the way I had to think, because if I didn't, I was going to get embarrassed. And I was not going to get embarrassed doing something I loved so much. Again, it might seem absurd to some people, but that's only through the ears and eyes of those who believe they can't do the things that I do. Goals can be set, and they can be adjusted. I see you working, man, so don't let your morale get busted. And finally, dear Bree, thank you. I never had Bree as a student, but she made me realize this. I didn't think of her in her wheelchair. Her wheelchair was simply something that was going to go on the amazing ride that was her life. Thank you, Bree. Anything she does, it's on the double. Ready, set, on your mark. She's got the keys and she's double parked. She's ready herself for the ultimate spectacle. She's strapped on. She's created her own miracles. She knows to be the best human you ever knew, a story all can aspire to, she has to go beyond the beyond. Thank you.